1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
On the line with me is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. We'll be talking to him in a minute. I want to remind all of you that in order for us to stay in touch with each other over the summer months after the final broadcast of the Phil Hendry Show, which is on June the 23rd, we'd love for you to visit our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and look for a banner that will give you the opportunity to send us your contact information. Coming up in the show, I'll tell you some of the classic audio bits that have been added to our audio archive. Some stuff going back to 1996. In fact, the very first appearance of David G. Hall on our show has been added to our archive. R.C. Collins is a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy. And before, R.C., first of all, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate you allowing us this opportunity, sir.
Before we talk about this proposal you've made to the academy, can you tell me about yourself? When did you first enter Bradley?
Yes, sir. I entered Bradley Military Academy in the fall of 2003. I enrolled here with the intention of getting a college preparatory education. My intent is to go to West Point Military Academy at West Point and eventually be commissioned as an officer. At that time, I want to try for 82nd Airborne Jump School. And at that time, I do hope then at that time to go to either Iraq or to Afghanistan to be a part of the operation there with 82nd or 101st Airborne.
Well, you got your life is pretty planned out, huh?
Yeah, I don't think anybody who enters the military academy is unclear about what their future is going to be about. And that's why we've made the proposal on three different occasions to include paintball in our curriculum.
Now, paintball, as I understand it, is a... Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cough. Is a sport in which one shoots paintballs at an opponent, and when one hits an opponent, that is scored as a kill, correct?
Depending upon where, on what part of the body you hit the opponent, but yeah, in our paintball tournaments that we've had informally and off campus, I've had 35 kills, them's all confirmed, and there are at least two other underclassmen who have 30 kills, which them are confirmed too, and we have one other underclassman with 29 kills. The idea of paintball as combat training was basically thought up by myself and Cadet Chris Sorensen when we had seen a lot of the footage coming from Iraq of our soldiers. We felt that while a lot of the war games the military engages in are beneficial, nothing prepares the combat soldier to be, you know, expecting to kill. And that's why we have proposed this.
Now, you've been turned down by the commandant and by the school administration three times, correct?
We have, but with a proviso. Commandant Wireman told us that he needed compelling evidence that we needed paintball. So we certainly do understand what he means, and that's why I've been doing the different talk programmings. I was on the Dennis Prager show this afternoon. I've been on the Ken and John show and other shows. And what we're really saying is this. We do expect to have paintball at Bradley Military Academy next year. If not, our message to the immediate surrounding community is that there might be repercussions there.
That there might be repercussions in the surrounding community where the school is?
That is correct.
And that means in the Altadena, California area?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right. And are you willing to tell me what those are?
Well, when Commandant Wireman said he needed compelling evidence, we certainly did understand what he's talking about.
Can I ask you something, RC? Are you telling me that when Commandant Wireman said to you he does not want paintball as a part of the curriculum unless he gets compelling evidence, did you read that to mean you need to do something in the community?
We are training to be soldiers. We need to adapt and overcome. That's what you do. And so we understand what the message is. We are prepared to do what we got to do, and we're not talking about anyone getting hurt, but we are expecting to have it.
Who makes the decision to add something to your curriculum?
It is a consortium of members of the Military Academy staff who are all retired Army or Marine Corps officers, and then there's some civilians, too, who are on the board, too. And those are the people that are really holding back on it, are the civilian ones.
I need for you to be clear. I'm sorry. If you don't get paintball added to your curriculum next fall, which I assume would be your senior year...
Yes, sir.
What will happen?
Well, you asked me that question.
No, I'm asking you directly. What are you saying there's going to be repercussions?
There's going to be repercussions. I mean, you don't... We have a student body of almost 1,000 cadets. We're ready to go to war right now for our country. That's how, really, how salty we are. I mean, we're raw and we're salty. And we know we got to go over to West Point and everything like that. But we're ready to go now. If you say, no, you can't have paintball, okay, so that's like telling a dog that's not had any fresh red meat for weeks, no, you don't get to have any fresh red meat. So the dog will adapt and overcome, even if that means his owner is going to get, chewed on.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to R.C. Collins, junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy. You know, there's an awful lot of veterans listening to our broadcast, especially this being just following Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir, and I want to say at this time, we have nothing but respect and honor for our vets who went out, for the ones that are listening now, and who went out and died for our country and for all of our veterans, because they are our inspiration.
I understand that. Now, these are men who have faced real combat.
Yes, sir, they have. And what we want is real combat, too. And I don't think anyone that's been in a paintball tournament, there's really not a lot of difference between that and actually shooting at the enemy. I mean, yeah, you don't die from getting a paintball shot, but still there's fear, and there's fear of being... You could get a paintball, and it could blind you. You could get a paintball, and you would... You know, it could hit you between the legs. You could get a paintball and, you know, be dragging a leg, you know, as a result. So
are you telling me that paintball is like actual combat? In actual combat, there's death, suffering, there's screaming, there's yelling, there's confusion, there's blood.
Yes, sir. And have you been to a paintball tournament?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, well then, you know, I don't really know how you can say that, because...
Well, I know that in a paintball tournament, no one dies.
Other than that is what I'm saying.
Other than that. Well, look, in combat, because I've talked to veterans, there are guys who are badly wounded, who need medical attention, who kind of mess up whatever formation or whatever operation is in place because of the way the enemy is attacking.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, you're in over your head a little bit, because you're talking now about the operational art and tactics, and that's on account of we know about it. Our paintball training will give that to us. Now, again, we give Bradley Military Academy till the fall semester of 2006, and then, you know, I mean, stuff will happen.
Well, I don't know what you mean by stuff will happen. Stuff will...
I'm saying you gotta... Just, we're saying to the civilians on our board, please, don't make us do what obviously Commandant Wireman is telling us to do.
Commandant Wireman said he needed compelling reasons to get paintball on the curriculum. And you're saying he's telling you to do what?
Adapt and overcome. That's what I'll just say for now.
Adapt and overcome. 1-800-449-8686. Julius, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I'm confused by our caller, Phil. I don't know what I'm confused by what he
well, why don't you
do
go and listen
and
to
I'm
your
concerned.
Why don't you go and listen to your radio some more and you'll figure it out.
You're being deliberately vague.
Well,
in your threats. May I call them threats?
Then listening to the radio will help you out.
All right, may I call them threats?
Well, to you they probably would be.
All right, look, thanks for calling. We'll move on. 1-800-449, are they threats?
To that guy, they probably would be.
Are they threats?
Well, he sounded scared.
1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Speaking with a young man who is a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. You're talking about influencing the curriculum of a high school. Now, this is not unheard of. A lot of students in high schools across this country that want to change or influence their curriculum. But I've never heard them say that if they don't get what they want, stuff's going to happen.
Mr. Henry, we're not saying anything that is out of nature for a military academy of the military. Because, look, I don't go to regular high school. If I wanted to have some class added at a regular high school, let's say I wanted to have, I don't know, you know, like folk music or something. Well, okay, I'd say, yeah, I want to have folk music, and if they don't, well, I can't do anything about it because I'm just a stupid kid. But I'm in a military academy, and we do have options. The only thing we're saying is we are telling the community at large, if we don't get paintball on our curriculum, it'll be a three-stage rollout. The first stage from what we call our memorial tower, which is a loudspeaker, we will play the following tune. Go ahead, Jim.
Now, what is that?
That is taps. That is traditionally played over the grave of a fallen soldier. But in this instance, we're going to be playing it to let people know that we're not happy.
Well, what does that mean? Are you threatening death?
No, sir, we're not threatening death.
You're going to play that and then what?
Then we'll adapt.
Then you'll adapt. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve in Phoenix.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I don't think this kid could handle paintball if they got it on their curriculum.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I play paintball in tournaments all the time, and I'm a law enforcement officer out here in Arizona, and it's paintball and being in a stressful situation aren't anywhere near the same.
Well, I didn't say stressful situation. I said
what do you think combat is?
On the combat field.
What do you think combat is?
Well, I wouldn't say it's like having a migraine headache. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about being in a stressful situation where you have to make instantaneous decisions
exactly.
On whether you're going to take somebody's life.
Exactly. That's paintball is not killing a guy, but it's the same decision-making as and everything else. And you're a police officer, which is good, but it's not the same thing as having, you know, 100 towelheads shooting at you every day of your life. So there's a lot that's different about it.
Yeah, but a police officer is doing it for 20 years, 30 years.
Right.
After 30 years, it's like having 100, what do you mean, towelhead? It's raghead.
Oh, okay, you're telling me?
Well, just everybody in the military I ever talked to said it's raghead.
The correct derogatory term is towel wrapper.
No, it's not. It's raghead. Anyway,
okay. It doesn't make any difference what you all want to call it.
Have you ever been shot at in 20 years?
Yeah, I have.
Are you in for 20 years?
I've been here for 13.
Well, who shot at you?
Gang members.
What?
And frankly, you know what? If I had a choice, I'd probably much rather be with our soldiers overseas than here, because I don't know who I'm going to run into over here. I could run into Joe Small in the streets and he could shoot at me.
Billy Trevane, one of our cadets, wants to ask how many times you've been shot at, not counting squirt guns. That's pretty rude.
That's the most asinine question.
Yeah. I don't know where your school is, but
we're in Altadena, California.
Okay, you know what? I'll get my team together, in my paintball team, and we'll come over there and we'll show you what paintball's about. But it isn't anything like combat.
Hey, bring it!
Bring it! Bring it!
Well, you guys can laugh, but we're salty, and we're ready to eat our guts for our country.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
16.
And you're salty?
Well, let me tell you what. I know that my country is in a very serious situation, and one of the things we need to do is to restore order to a part of the world that's caused a lot of these problems. I'm ready to go over there right now and do it, but they won't let us because we're young. So, if we learn paintball, we can go. And
you said you want to go to West Point, then you want to go to airborne school. You're not even close to going to Iraq.
No.
You know what, Mr. Henry? Just stick to what you know.
Stick to what I'm just saying what you told me.
This kid's lost. He has no idea what he wants to do with his life, and paintball is...
Are you kidding me? I'm in a military academy, then I'm going to West Point, then I'm going to airborne.
Yeah, your mommy probably put you there because she couldn't control you.
No, my mother's an alcoholic. My father put me here, thank you very much.
Okay, well, he probably couldn't control you.
Father put me here to show me the way. I'm going to go to Iraq, not run around Phoenix, you know, dodging squirt guns.
The guy's talking about gangbangers. Have a little bit of freaking respect.
Thank you, Phil. Well, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you, sir. What do you got to insult a cop for?
I didn't insult him.
Your little buddy there, Billy Trevane, wants to know why, and, you know...
He's playing cops and robbers with rubber band. You know what he means is gangbangers and stuff use zip guns. That's nothing but a rubber band and a piece of metal.
They don't use zip guns anymore, man. They don't use zip...
Oh, really? Tell me all about it, J. Edgar Hoover, because...
No, they don't use zip guns anymore. Gangbangers have got everything in the arsenal.
I'm a man. Surviving puberty made me a man. And people have to understand about it.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Nancy in Arizona, who I understand is a Navy veteran. Nancy, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, I had a bunch of questions, and then I just listened to him insult a Phoenix police officer.
Well,
I think we don't
what
have
that
you know what
to do with being in the military.
Actually, I wasn't going to interrupt you. I think
being
we don't have
Phoenix
anything to worry about. Mr. Henry,
I'm just saying.
Would you please, young man, let the lady finish what she's saying? Be a gentleman. Be an officer and a gentleman.
Oh, what? Because you've seen that movie, you think you know all about it?
Just shut up, then. How about that? You understand that? Go ahead, Nancy.
Thank you. I am retired.
Put the kid on hold. Go ahead, ma'am.
I am retired Navy, and I think I shared with you what I did for my job. I did have some serious background checks, and this kid...
Tell that kid to turn that off, bud. Go ahead.
No, he's not going to pass a psychological check. He's not going to pass a security check. He's ruining his future right now.
Turn it off. Did you hear what the lady said?
She's saying that if she's saying I'm psycho, she's dead on right about that. I am psycho, and all my bros are, too. Hello?
I'm just waiting for him to pipe in with his music again, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, what's the lady saying?
She's a Navy veteran, man. Do you understand? She's been in the military. She's
in the Navy, yeah. If you've ever heard the song by the YMCA people. Yeah, you... Sure, yeah.
It's called The Village People, jackass.
And Mr. Henry, I'm not just a Navy veteran. I am retired.
So your life was spent in the Navy.
Yes, it was.
And now you're... Yeah.
Yes, and my father and my husband.
Hey, Nancy!
And
somebody wants to talk to you.
He'll never get to Iraq.
He's doing Popeye impressions. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're talking here with R.C. Collins. R.C. is with Bradley Military Academy about their need to have paintball. You just heard a police officer say that paintball is not really combat training. Okay. It's not nowhere near the kind of reality you'll get in an actual Army game or in actual training in boot camp, the Marine Corps, the Army, or anything. So when you hear these voices of experience, why do you insist that you want paintball?
Because, Mr. Hendry, we want to see if people take us seriously. It's not really whether we get paintball or not, but we want to see if people will, I guess, bend to our will. And that's really what Commandant Wireman is asking. Will people bend to our will? Now, again, 2 days into our fall semester, the Memorial Tower on the South Campus side will begin to play this song. You will hear that for approximately probably about 20 seconds. I'll just give an example of it. Once that has been completed, and that again, Phil, is the sound of taps, which is the thing you play when a guy gets dead. That'll be followed by three bursts. And finally, that lets the surrounding neighborhood know that we are salty. And it's,
see, all of that sounds like a threat to me.
No, it's just...
See, you're telling me you don't even care if you get paintball. You just want to see if they'll bend to your will. Who? The civilians on the school board?
Again, three blasts.
Are you answering my question, sir?
For now, I'll let that be the answer.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Gent. Gent, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think that Bob been playing too many video games.
What are you talking about, video games?
I think you living in reality world. You don't know what reality is. You piss your pants, they throw you off in Iraq with all them guns down on you.
We want to get experience to be in Iraq and to fight against the towelheads.
You don't have no idea, man. You ain't got out in the world yet. You need to take and...
Have you ever been?
You need to take and listen to your elders, man.
Did you ever go to Iraq? No.
You're not going to make it. I hope we're done with Iraq by the time you get old enough to go over there, boy.
Have you ever been to Iraq? No.
Have you been to Iraq?
Well, I'm closer to it than you are. I'm in a military academy.
That's what you think, son. I've been all over this country.
This country, we're talking about Iraq. That's a different country, you hillbilly.
All right, watch it.
Okay. Don't you think we got enough problems in the world and having to worry about some kid wanting paintball?
Hey, what are you... It's no sweat. There ain't no flies on your ass.
Terroristic threats, son. You know that? When you make threats like that, that's just as bad as
terrorists. All I'm saying is that on approximately September 23rd, people will hear this and then this. Now, if that makes you wet your pants... Come get it.
Wet your pants if they throw you out there in Iraq right now.
Hey, I'm closer to Iraq than you are on account of I'm training for it, and you're not. You're just driving around with a bunch of moo cow creamers in the back.
That's what you think, man.
What are you hauling?
What?
What are you hauling?
It don't make no difference what I'm hauling, man. I haul it all, and I've been around it all. And you hadn't been around nothing yet, son. You just don't have no clue. I can't believe you're on the radio talking
about
this.
Let me ask you a question. What's the biggest load you ever hauled? Like, say, some cars or your old lady to church?
Isn't that funny? That's real funny, man.
I don't know where this boy's coming
real
from.
Real comedian, isn't he?
Well, you're the guy. You said I'd pee my pants. Hey, I've been peeing by myself, and I've been peeing straight for a long time.
Buddy, you ain't been under no pressure yet. You're out playing paintball video games, and you think you know all about it?
No, we're trying to learn about it so that when I go to Iraq, I can be a heartbreaker and a life taker.
Hey, You might ought to listen to your commander. He knows what he's talking about. He's a little bit older than you are.
Well, he said that we need to have the community bend to our will.
Oh, he did not. That's what you clowns are thinking.
Well, what's this guy laughing about? All you do all day long is say, yeah, there's another load of Mercedes. I got to go back over to Squint Eyeville and pick up some more.
That's what you think, man.
Yeah.
You don't know where I've been or what I've done. You couldn't even get close to handling what I do, boy.
Yeah, I'd have to get a little bit of penicillin in me before I did that.
Yeah,
okay. Whatever. All right, enough. You know, you want to disrespect this man. He's calling up, and he's talking...
He's talking trash. Like, you know...
Everybody that's called in is older than you, man, okay? Including myself. And
you didn't call in. God, what an idiot.
I'm the host. Don't call me an idiot. I'll hang up on you.
Hey, mister, honk your truck horn if you really are.
If he really is what?
A truck driver.
You damn right I'm a truck driver. I ain't got to blow my horn, son. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I've been all over this country.
Now, you pay some...
I've seen a lot of stuff going, and you ain't got a clue, man.
You don't have to blow your horn. You pay some kid to do that.
What? Man, that ain't even right. You can't even go there.
Yeah, I'll bet I can't. Some of the rest stops you've been to.
Boy, you talk to me like that in my face, you wouldn't talk to me long like this.
Oh, come on. You know when the time's right, you stop off at the rest stop and find yourself something pink and young.
All right, listen,
yeah,
you punk. Listen, punk. When you
Who are you calling punk?
You.
You.
I don't care if you're all dressed up in your snappy little military academy uniform. All of the things that you...
Did you hear that, Mr. Henry?
All the crap that you're telling me...
Did you hear that, Mr. Henry?
That's a game, boy.
Hey, I want to ask you something, gent. You got one of them Billy Gibbons goatees?
A what?
You know, one of them goatees like they have on the ZZ Top band?
Not hardly, man. I got a full beard. Been growing it for a lot of years.
Are you in the Hell's Angels?
Hell no. I'm a truck driver, man. I'm out to beat this country and take care of people.
Then you and I are on the same...
What's going on, boy. You need to go on back and play your video games and stay in your room where you belong.
You and I are on the same side. We're trying to help the country of America.
Don't do that anymore.
How to help this country.
Hey, let me ask you something. You got baccy in your pipe?
I got what?
Tobacco.
I don't smoke, man.
All right, listen, gent, you've been a gent, and this kid just thinks he's real funny. You know what, kid? All you got are jokes, man. You got...
Hey, I just want to ask the gentleman where he buys his chaw.
All right, listen, gent, thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686. So you want to be a smartass. Is that what you want to be, a professional smartass?
Mr. Henry...
No.
I just want to ask the guy if he had a dog in the cab of his truck, where he bought his chaw, and if he had some baccy in his pipe.
You're just a little punk kid who...
Watch who you're calling punk.
I'm calling you punk. A punk kid with his little military academy, and...
You know what, Mr. Henry? I've been on your program before, and there's one caller you've never had other than me. And that's another kid from a military academy. And you want to know why? Because those kids know that what I'm saying is true. We're salty, and we're ready to eat our own guts. And we want to fight for our country, not sit back at a rest stop, look at all the thin young boys walk by while you cram your pipe with baccy.
What a jackass.
Yeah, jackass this.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, while you cram your pipe with baccy. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Just a few more seconds. You have been very disrespectful, I think.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to people that fight for the country of America.
Well, wait a minute. You've had a police officer on the line. You've had a truck driver.
Well, he was the one that said that I would pee my pants.
Yeah, but that was a man made a very good point. He's out there hauling stuff. Look, you're giving him crap. You're threatening the community. You're blasting off a machine gun sound effect. You're playing taps. You're saying if you don't get to play chalkball, not chalkball, what's it called?
Chalkball? What a tar. You call it chalkball. It's called paintball. Hello?
I'm here. Paintball. that you're going to bring the pain.
That doesn't mean I'm going to hurt nobody.
But when you say you're going to bring the pain...
All I'm doing is playing this, then this. I ain't hurting nobody with that.
I would say taps and a machine gun blast is some kind of a message.
It's all about bending the community to our will.
What are you, Count Dracula, man? What do you mean bending the community to your will?
We are looking for Count Dracula. That's pretty funny. We are looking for... And
you know, I'm going to take a phone call. I don't care what you got to say. When I turn off the taps, please, okay?
Why? Nobody's got the water running.
Turn off the music, man.
Just wanted it to trail out. It's very tasteful.
Here is Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just very amused at the young man tonight. First off, I spent 9 years in the military, so I
okay. Maybe you can tell me where do you buy your chalk?
Chalk.
Chalk. We're not talking about chalk, young man. I would like to say to you, the song "Taps," first off, is not only played at funerals; it's played at the end of the day, every day, when the sun goes down and the flags lower. They play "Taps."
Yep,
that's
just another
a customary
day,
thing.
Another day's dead.
Secondly, if you were truly a student at a military academy, your English dictation would be a little bit better. You would not use double negatives in the same sentence. Thirdly,
sir, I don't think that the tone would care.
Thirdly, do not interrupt me while I speak.
Thirdly,
you would learn
anymore.
Respect of your superiors. And fourthly, your parents ought to cut your check off. Anyone issuing a threat like that in this time, in wartime like we're at right now, you would be considered a direct threat to the government.
Right.
Governor Schwarzenegger would pull out the National Guard, and your campus would be surrounded, and then you would really find out what combat's all about.
Look, Dick, let's talk straight. I'm ready to eat my own guts.
What do you mean, Dick?
Ain't his name Richard?
Huh?
Don't they call you Dick?
No, I've never gone by that nickname. That is not my nickname.
Rich?
No, my name is Richard.
Richie.
Richard.
Rick?
Richard.
And you also have a hearing problem, too.
Well,
you're very disrespectful. You do not sound like any military cadet,
right,
military
sir,
student I've ever known.
I'll try to be as respectful as I can, sir. Would you please tell me, sir, where you buy your chaw?
My what?
Your chaw.
I do not use tobacco products.
Is that what chaw is?
Well, why do you keep asking that question?
Well, I don't know what chaw is. All I hear is guys that sound like that usually have a big wad of brown stuff in their cheek.
What am I sounding like, may I ask?
Well, I mean like with a southern-style accent. I know a lot of guys here who are from down south. They're some of the best Americans we have, but they're always talking about cramming baccy in their pipe.
No, I do not use tobacco. And I try to respect my elders and respect my superiors. And obviously that is not something that you've been taught.
What branch of the military were you in?
I was in the United States Navy.
Okay, what kind of weapon is this?
Hey, look at that kid.
That's a video recording of something that in your wild imagination you've dreamed up. That is no weapon.
What?
That's just something you've dreamed up.
No, I didn't dream it up. That's an actual recording of a weapon. Shoot it off in Iraq, killing the ragheads.
Oh, yeah.
How do you
know
that?
Do you really and truly believe that, young man?
Because a kid got it off the internet. He said he recorded it as it was being shooted off.
A kid. A 16-year-old kid. You need to learn some discipline, young man. You need to be stood up and run through a belt line is what you need.
Anybody can go to the internet and find it.
Do you believe everything you see on the internet?
Richard, I want to give you
really?
I want to give you the respect you deserve. I bet you used to be a badass in the Navy. Now you're
probably
wearing
a little corpsman. I've done everything I could to save people.
You're probably wearing a wife beater with flab hanging off your underarms. That's
play
okay.
Again?
Well, look at kid. Don't even repeat it. All you're doing tonight, kid, is dropping the one-liners. Just dropping the one-liners. You know what? I'm not afraid of you and your military cadet buddies. The people of Altadena shouldn't be afraid. And Commandant Wireman, you guys ought to go back up there and ask him what he means. Because I think you clowns have got it so screwed up. What do you mean, bend the community to your will? He probably said no. He doesn't want paintball, and no means no. And you jackasses go back to the dorm and start cooking stuff up.
Like, well, Phil, it all boils down to the fact he's just a spoiled, rotten little kid. And more than likely, had he ever publicly issued a threat like that, he would have been arrested as a terrorist.
Okay, listen to this.
So that threat was never issued. What's that, a recording? I can do that too, young man.
Oh, so in other words, you're not... Are you kidding me? You're not scared
of
that?
You don't scare me one bit, because, first off, everything you're saying is a lie.
When you wear a medical
corpsman... had you publicly issued that threat, you would currently be in jail.
If you were a medical corpsman in the Navy, what was the worst thing you heard? Like a whale yelling or something?
Hold on. 1-800-449.
See ya, Dick.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Kid, we can go to Disneyland.
Hold on for a minute. I want to just give Richard the final word. Thank you for hanging on, Richard. Go ahead, sir.
You created a good one here. This guy's a hoot. He has no discipline of any kind of military cadet. I doubt he's even in military school.
You think I made up, huh?
He doesn't have the
you
correct
think I'm fictitious?
English dictation. And
well,
he doesn't
maybe
know
you, maybe your imaginary friend.
1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.